Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. Experts are warning that active clubs, those white nationalist groups disguised as fitness and brotherhood organizations, are spreading rapidly in Wisconsin and nationally. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
Experts say they're seeing a rise in white nationalist movements in Wisconsin and across the country that are disguising themselves as fitness groups. They're called active clubs and present themselves as sporting clubs or fighting clubs focused on brotherhood. Art Gibson, professor of sociology and criminology at the University of Dayton, says they recruit both online and in person, targeting young white men using shared interests as tools to gradually introduce and normalize racist ideologies.
Add to that the willingness to engage in violence against people of color, LGBTQ people. There's a clear potential for violence here.
Gibson says active clubs often meet in Christian churches and gyms, with recent activity showing multi-state coordination, like a Wisconsin active club regularly meeting with an Illinois active club for family days. They use distinctive symbols like the Celtic cross, a well-known neo-Nazi symbol, and share content across social media platforms to maintain connections between chapters and other white supremacist groups. Gibson says the groups are a huge shift in organizing for white supremacists and white nationalists, following what he calls a decentralized leaderless resistance. Gibson says new chapters of active clubs are frequently being created and linking with one another. Members say they are dedicated to self-improvement and brotherhood, seeing themselves as a noble resistance in the cause of preserving the white race. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Find more news anytime at civicmedia.us.
Magic number is 6. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers one step closer to locking up the Central Division with a 9-2 win over the Angels at AmFam Field. They go for the sweep today. Blake Perkins with great play in center field and 5 runs batted in. Perkins on what it meant for him after the game.
I mean, definitely like confidence boost, you know, being able to come through for the guys, that's always big. I mean, all these guys support me every day. It's good to have some results like go my way.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers and Maryland Terrapins this Saturday at 11 a.m. Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. The Packers, were their first road trip, face a tough Browns defense in Cleveland. Right tackle Zach Tom was out last week after suffering a bruised hip and thigh.
It's kind of hard to run. That's like the main thing. I feel like moving side to side, I'm good. But like anything that involves me trying to like get out and open up, then I can kind of feel it a little bit. But yeah, we just got to work through it.
That's Packers offensive tackle Zach Tom with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Van Orden, he is now well into the hundreds of tweets, many of them with insults and profanity, wasting his time, which means he's wasting our money that we pay him to do a job other than scrolling and trolling. The more troubling tweets call for people to be fired or for federal funding to be cut simply because he doesn't like how they reacted to Charlie Kirk's murder and or his legacy.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Covering the games and biggest sports news, listen daily to Mike Clemens on Civic Media.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the final hour of the Tom Hartman Program. I'm really excited to have on the line my friend, the amazing songwriter, singer-songwriter, just all-around artiste, Brock Butler. Brock, how you doing?
I'm great, Alex. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Forgot how hard 3 hours of live radio is, but you get back into it. We've had a great discussion so far with our callers, with Ryan Grimm from Drop Site News. There's a lot of bad news, Brock. A lot of people are afraid. And I try to bring a message of I understand that, and the solution is solidarity. And you and I go way back with that shared understanding. But something I also wanted to talk to you about is the importance of joy in the fight against autocracy and the billionaires controlling every aspect of our lives. Something that I believe strongly in is that the most powerful form of anti-fascism that one can take is authentic joy. And so I want to talk to you about a lot of things, but just as a singer-songwriter, how do you see yourself in these times, these tumultuous times?
Well, I think when it comes to my personal songwriting, it's never really had overt political messages in the lyrics. And it's always been my hope that art, music, or things like this that can be a neutral ground help. You know, it happens often enough where I share my opinions on my socials, and if somebody's responding, if the topic is, let's say, censorship from Bondi, for example, they usually lead with, you know, like, hey, man, I want to tell you I love your music, or something I've done has mattered to them along the way. And I feel like that's a helpful bridge to engage in a conversation, because it kind of sets the tone of neutral ground to have the difficult political chats with people. And by writing about broader themes like joy and even the actual music itself, I always hope that it has a meditative kind of comforting or relaxing quality to it.
And a bringing together, right? I mean, that's absolutely what I think is so magical about art and music. is its ability to bring people together. And in a time where I think a handful of people are spending enormous amounts of money ripping us apart, and the power and importance of music and art, that, again, it doesn't, you know, I understand it. Maybe some, there's protest art and protest music, but
sure.
Music that is joyful actually serves an almost deeper, more profound, or works on a more profound level of bringing people together. And I just, absolutely, I want you to speak to that.
Well, I think when you make it broadly speaking, so if it's not protest music or protest art, that has a very specific context where, you know, by design, it's going to be to the dismay of some folks, that if you don't have anything like that in mind with your music, and just broadly that you want it to bring joy, you want it to make people happy, to make them dance, you know, any of the positives that I get from, you know, listening to all the music I love, it transcends kind of being boxed in by external cultural issues or political issues. And that's something I've always loved about it, that it's really for anybody, for everybody, and to try not to, you know, turn people off just by the premise of it. And that, of course, takes finesse to put that into the music itself. And then, of course, in the age of being a content creator as much as a musician, because if you want to have yourself out there and keep up, it's pretty necessary. And then you have to make the choices of, do you want to discuss politics or anything like that, or just keep it to just the music? And for the most part, I've tried to do that in how I engage with people on social media as well. I try to think, what am I in a position to provide that only I can do, and that everybody would presumably get a smile from it or enjoy it? And that ends up being, excuse me, discussing. I love talking about movies, books that I'm reading, photos of Kingsley, my Chorky, who's adorable, and I have yet to come across, absolutely, anybody that that didn't brighten their day. And pretty much try to predominantly make it about joyful things. Now, so every now and again, I will have to, or I'll feel compelled to discuss certain political matters.
So I want to, like, answer a question that maybe some of the listeners of why I wanted to have you on, Brock. And I think a lot of people talk to me because it's difficult right now. So they want, you know, oh, I want you to say everything's going to be okay. And I'm like, you know, I'm not going to, because things are really bad. There's an enormous amount of horrible going on. And very specifically, your music helps me find my joy, keep my joy. Perpetual Groove, the Brock Butler Band, your solo projects, following along your adventures with Kingsley. These are ways that I find joy that really help me when I am facing what I think is some really difficult things, like fighting against, you know, people losing healthcare. I know that means that people are going to die. We all face difficulty in our lives. And one of the ways that I believe the billionaire class gets people to withdraw so that they can increase their power is by stealing our joy. And so I wanted to bring you on, and we're going to go to a break. I'm hoping that you can stick with me through the break. I wanted to bring you on to talk about that. But also, I wanted to talk about the difficulties of being an artist in these times. Like, the corporate consolidation of the billionaire class is also aimed at eliminating the ability of independent artists, or making it incredibly difficult for artists to make a living creating art and bringing joy to people.
Well, I'm here, brother, and would love to talk about all these things. Let's do it.
We're going to take more of your calls at 202-808-9925. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Give us a call, 202-808-9925.
So you just got back from your summer vacation, right? Maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another 10 bucks to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to Zepa, ZYPPAH.com, and using the code PINK, or text my first name Tom, that's THOM, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting Zepa.com and using the code PINK, or text Tom to 511-511. Remember, Zepa's Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Day one. The hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
The John and Gordy Show.
Pam Yonke. Good morning, Pam. How are you?
Very fine, fellas. Normally, the Department of Agriculture in Madison has got open ears, but man, I am getting, you know, even me, they're giving me pushback. And that crap, frankly, boys, just doesn't happen to me anymore these days. What do you mean you're not going to talk to me? You
really?
Only got me to talk to.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Hermans.
When we moved here, I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing. On the other end, it's just silence.
Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should
like,
tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class. And I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Welcome back to the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Alex Lawson. Still with us on the line is my good friend Brock Butler, singer-songwriter. His band's Perpetual Groove, the Brock Butler Band. And Brock, I wanted to move sort of in this direction of, you know, just giving people the antidote to fascism as joy and solidarity. Through the difficulties of being a working musician. And I want to sort of bring it home right now in that what, you know, I've never gone to a theater and then watched the CEO of Ticketmaster on stage being rich, being like, yeah, right? It's your labor. It's your art that bring, and people are profiting off of it massively. And so the consolidation in the entertainment world, it's the same villain that we see across everything. Workers, labor, create the value. And the billionaires steal that value. And the way that we fight against that is finding people, artists, truth tellers, and supporting them directly, like the Tom Hartman Program, Drop Site News, your band, whatever people find they that they can support, and that we need to create new systems as the billionaires are consolidating and trying to control everything that we consume. So I want to sort of leave the last thought to you. It is if you had chosen not to be an artist, musician, you know, the world would be a less joyful place. And I it hurts that people would be making that decision right now, but it makes sense. It's very difficult. So.
Oh, sure. You even see it. There's a number of legacy bands that I would make the case were very successful. And even to look at the optics of it, like other being in a different band and looking like, oh man, they've got a great business model. They're playing bigger and bigger rooms and lights and all this. And some of them are even calling me today. It's just so difficult to be in a business where you're traveling and there's so many costs that are constantly fluctuating. And as far as the joy of why I do it, when I reached out to you a little ways back and asked you how I could contribute, that, you know, I feel like you're out there on the front lines and working so hard, and that I'm, you know, as I sit on my recliner with Kingsley in my lap, I wonder if I'm not meeting the moment. And then when you elaborated on that, the music itself was a way that you liked to unwind at the end of the day, that it was, medicinal in that way, that made me feel a lot better about, you know, if I'm not making protest art and I'm not putting my boots on the ground, what are my options to try to be a positive influence and maybe provoke change to better things? And it's really overwhelming, like when you compare the, broadly speaking, the billionaire class it's kind of the same energy where you see that they're going to cut something, you know, funding for this or funding for that, cut Medicare, cut Medicaid, and then in the same breath talk about some gaudy, unnecessary ballroom and the price tag that comes with it. So not only are they saying they can't afford to do this or that, but we can afford to do this. It's a similar energy to when you look at the analytics of your music on Spotify or a streamer like that, and you know what that guy is worth, you know, billions and billions, and then you see the revenue, such as it is, on the amount of streams. It's very, very pronounced, the disparity, and that, you know, he could still be a billionaire and a whole ton of musicians' quality of life could improve drastically, and he would never miss the money to make significant improvements in probably hundreds of thousands of artists' lives if you wanted to. And
that's exactly right.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how to work around that. You know, the level of success I have as an artist, as far as like my platform, isn't really significant in size or reach, but I don't really think that should even be taken into account if you're considering what you want to stand for and causes that you want to support. So while I don't know if I could make any difference really, but I still think that's every reason to continue to try.
That's exactly, Brock, what I wanted to talk about. It's that it's the same battle. It's the same fight. The billionaires are doing the same thing, exploiting the workers. And in the cultural class, it's the same exact thing. It's paying the musicians who produce the music and art pennies so that they can make billions. And what we need to do is understand that we allow that system to exist. And we all can do our part, not all the same. That's the part I wanted to really focus in on. All of us can do our part. Not everyone can do everything. No one can do everything. But as long as we share the vision of the society we want to create, more joy, more artists, more music, that is the choice that we can make. Brock Butler, thank you so much for joining us on the Tom Hartman program. Everybody should go.
Alex, I love you. I love you, buddy. And deal me in on all of that stuff. Thank you so much for having me. And it's always great to talk to you, my friend.
Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
Give us a call. We're going to close out the show taking your calls. 202-808-9925. I'm Alex Lawson. You're listening to the Tom Hartman program.
The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. As cryptocurrency continues to rise in popularity, so do scams associated with the loosely regulated digital currency. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
Cryptocurrency ATMs or BTMs allow people to buy digital currency using cash or a debit card. Fraud complaints about them increased by 99% in 2024, according to FinCEN. There are hundreds of them across the state, which are often referred to as federal safety locks by scammers. Courtney Anclam with AARP Wisconsin emphasizes anyone can fall victim, and more often than not, those who do are losing thousands to tens of thousands of dollars.
You might get contacted saying that there was suspicious activity on your bank account. You need to take all of your money out of your bank account because it's been compromised.
Two bills aimed at tightening regulations for cryptocurrency ATMs have been introduced in the Wisconsin legislature. The proposed laws would add to new BTM regulations set by the State Department of Financial Institutions this summer. They include daily transaction limits, mandatory registration for ATM operators, and anti-fraud policies like warnings on machines about potential scams. And Clam says they are great first steps toward enhancing consumer protections.
But we also know that folks need to know warning signs of a scam so that before they get to the crypto ATM point of the transaction, they maybe start to become more suspicious and start to realize that this could be a scam.
The proposed measures also look to further expand consumer protections by requiring users to undergo rigorous identity verification during transactions and proposes to potentially refund fraud victims if they report the crime within 30 days. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hello.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it.
What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's GETNATIVEPATH.com/Hartman. And we're back, folks. Just getting the hang of this, and now it's almost time to go. So I'm going to take as many calls as I can, starting with my good friends in Montana, Andrea and Tiana. Calling in from Montana, watching on Free Speech TV. Andrea and Tiana, you're on the line.
Hi, Alex. It's good to see you.
Thanks.
Hi,
to
Alex.
Talk to you.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Brock. I just wanted to raise awareness about what happened at Whitefish Border Patrol in Whitefish, Montana, a few days ago. Two people, Louisa and Fergie, were taken into ICE's custody. They are now in an ICE detention facility in Texas, and three peaceful protesters were arrested, and since then, two of them have been bailed out. And that's what I intended to raise awareness about today specifically.
Thank you so much for calling in and letting us know. And I think it's important for people to understand. That's why it's so important for people to be organized. When people stand up against state violence, which, let's be clear, that's what the ICE terror is. It's state violence directed at people. You know, in Washington, D.C., where I am, you have military on the street. You have ICE and other federal officers basically arresting DoorDash drivers and laborers at Home Depot. You know, this is not going after criminals. This is going after people who are just trying to do a job that our purposely broken immigration system incentivizes people to come to this country. And what we need to do is fix the entire system, not a reign of terror on peaceful working people. But when people stand up against state violence, there are repercussions. And it's why it's important that people are organized. They're plugged into groups, legal aid, legal help, and are understand the implications of what standing against state violence means. It's why everybody can't do everything, but my hats are always off to those who are willing to put their bodies on the line to stand against state violence being perpetrated on our neighbors. So thank you for letting us know about what ICE is doing across this country, and not just, you know, in Washington, D.C., but in every nook and cranny of this country out into Montana and beyond. I'm going to go to Michael listening on XM in New York. Michael, you are on the line.
Hey, Alex. Greetings. I'm going to try to be as calm as I can, especially since I am at work. But I don't face any problems whatsoever. And the thing is that how dare this administration, I can't even call it an administration, it's a corrupt, organized criminal organization, right? They're using Charlie Kirk's death and murder. I mean, we have said it is an injustice and a crime of what happened to the guy, no matter how despicable one might find him, okay, due to his rhetoric. But the ultimate cause of his death and what ultimately responsible is Donald Trump for creating and pushing this culture of hate and violence. And always with the guns, the guy is on record, the guy meaning Trump, on record saying, I'm not doing anything about gun control, gun safety reform. I'm a big fan and advocate of the Second Amendment. And make him eat the words which could have led this killer to commit the crime when Trump said to his followers, if there's something you don't like, you have your Second Amendment remedies. A former President Joe Biden hit the nail on the head when he said words matter. So now you got people that are speaking the truth and exposing the hypocrisy, and that's all Jimmy Kimmel did was expose the fraud of Donald Trump when he was asked how is he dealing with Kirk's death, and then he wants to go into decorative stuff and all that. So the thing is, I would suggest Mr. Kimmel and perhaps Mr. Colbert and anyone else initiate a class action lawsuit, not just against the government, not just the entire GOP party, but name the individuals that created this. Trump, J.D. Vance, Nancy Mace, and any other stinking Republican that has called for people to be fired that speak out and speaking out on the truth. There is nobody,
thanks, Michael.
Democrat that is vouching for or celebrating Kirk's death. We've been consistent. So stop it already.
Thank you, Michael, for that. You know, I think that the person who's responsible for the heinous murder of Charlie Kirk is the gunman. But I also do believe that we have a culture of violence, and we have the ease of getting guns in this country is unique. And guns are definitely part of the problem. We need to have policies that address that. And also to your point on extreme rhetoric, you know, I really urge that people listen to the statements right after the despicable murder of Charlie Kirk. You had elected Democrats who were vociferously decrying the violence and asking for people to turn down the temperature. And before any facts were known, you had the most powerful person on the planet out there ascribing a motive to this individual and then using that to push forward an agenda that he had long laid out, which was the silencing of his potential critics and people he just doesn't like. So I think, again, what we are looking at is a system where billionaires on top of the gun manufacturers profit greatly off of chaos and carnage and use that money to ensure that we don't look to other countries and be like, hey, why doesn't this similarly, a peer country with similar demographics, why don't they have the extreme levels of violence and school shootings and these uniquely American issues? And the answer is because they don't have our uniquely American problem of ease of access to guns. And so we're talking about common sense regulations that are blocked time and time again by Republicans doing the bidding of gun manufacturers washed through the NRA. And I think that it is important that people understand that So thank you, Michael, for your call. I'm going to go to Phil, listening on KPFK in California. Phil, you're on the line. And
Alex,
we only got a couple
you?
Minutes.
Okay, real quick, as a former architect, here's the big problem. And I'm reaching out to your listeners. You've lost your mom-and-pop mentality in your community. Mom-and-pop retail, mom-and-pop stores, little cafes. Now it's all corporate. And right now on the street with the e-bikes, that's the solution. We need to be riding our bikes. You'll have to open up more cafes. And I can help. I have a food company called the Power Pancake. It's $10,000. You can set up a little mom-and-pop store. Then you have the community working there and talking to each other. And you're making the food better. When you ride a bike, you're disconnected from oil, and that's it.
Bill, thank you so much for your call. I think that the need to build community is absolutely at the core of any of our solutions. When I say get organized, what that means is connecting with your neighbors and people around you and understanding that you are not alone. And the billionaires profit greatly by isolating us, making us afraid, making us feel like we're all on
our
own.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
But we're not on our own, and that's why I invite you to give me a call, 202-808-9925, here on the Tom Hartman program. I'm Alex Lawson, looking forward to talking with you.
I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating Me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Kira Sabin, positive psychology midlife coach.
People cannot take away our joy. When I spend time with people I love, putting my time and energy in things that I love that I think are important, not much has really changed. If you are worried about LGBTQIA+ rights, go volunteer at that organization.
You know you're moving the cause forward, and that's great for our mental health.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with the county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. THOM, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself. Don't be a victim. Protect your home equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, THOM. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. And we're back, folks, the home stretch. I'm going to try my hardest to get through as many calls as possible. Let's go, Charles on XM in Florida. Charles, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Thanks for calling.
Can you hear me? Oh, okay, great. Well, I think you're doing a good job. I missed time, but you're hanging. You're doing good. I've listened to you over the years. My thing is this. They wanted to warn Charlie Kirk, but I remember when Obama was president that every night on Fox News they were begging people to stop worrying about political correctness. It had no place in our society anymore or whatever they were preaching. And now they want you to bow down to their hero. But the reason I called in today was because, you know, I'm more than upset. I'm more than offended by what's happened to Jimmy Kimmel. And I just think part of it, hey, I mean, are we looking at what's really going on? It's a monopoly. We have too much of a monopoly of corporations that want to own everything and basically they're willing to sacrifice, our freedoms. Because if you think about it, like democracy, but if you think about it like this, who is standing up to Trump? Who is standing up to this authoritarianism? And there's no one. I mean, there's no corporation that's doing that. But they're also enjoying great tax breaks. So I think, if we want to vote, we ought to have Democrats that's willing to put it on the line and say, no, we're going to pull back these tax breaks from these major corporations. And we also want to break them up. We need more competition. People need better pricing. People need a better chance to to have a voice in their government, and we're drowned out by Citizens United. We're drowned out by millions of dollars. You know, and I think, you know, the reason why we're at this level as well is because we have too many Democrats that's also interested in getting a payday from these corporations. And, you know, we need to pick our leaders more better.
Charles, thank you so much for the call. I couldn't agree more that the problem is consolidated money power. It is the same issue over and over and over again. The billionaires cannot stop. They don't have the ability to say that's enough. They just keep going until they have everything and there's nothing left for the people. And that is the only remedy for that is for the people to stand up and force the government to act in the people's interests, to break up monopolies, to stop mergers. But what we just saw with the firing of Jimmy Kimmel is corporations are willing to do whatever they're told in order to further the consolidation and their monopoly power. And the ability for them to spend unlimited money in politics is absolutely at the root of that. And so we do need to be clear-eyed in seeing exactly what's happening. And I tried to tell a coherent story today that showed that in all aspects of our lives, we're faced with the same story over and over and over again. And if you read Western history, you'll see it going back thousands of years. It's the same thing. Are we going to create a society, a country, a world that operates for the benefit of the few or of the many? I've only got 1 minute left. Gary, on the Tom Hartman app, we've only got a minute. So real quickly, Gary, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I think that what we should do, this is about Charlie Kirk. So I think we should give Charlie's death a little honor, and that we should honor his wish to release in the entirety the Epstein files. I think we should say, this is what Charlie wanted. Let's honor his death by releasing the entirety of the Epstein files.
Gary, thank you so much. It only takes one Republican vote, one vote right now. One Republican votes on the discharge petition, and the Epstein files are released. Let's honor the wishes of the majority of the American people as well. Everybody wants to get this great evil exposed to the sunlight, and all it takes is one more Republican vote. Thank you so much for joining me, Alex Lawson, filling in for Tom Hartman. Don't worry, he's coming right back. It's been my great pleasure and honor hosting the Tom Hartman program and speaking with all of you. Talk soon.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religion.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.